ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
I did have a chat this morning to get some reaction from the English camp. Phil Tufnell, part of the ABC Sports team, the former England Test spinner. I wanted to get his reaction after the Test match finished within inside 2 days. Absolutely crazy result. Australia winning by 8 wickets. And I went and caught up in his hotel with Phil Tufnell and asked him if he's got his head wrapped around what we saw at Perth Stadium.
Well, I must admit, the feelings have sort of shell-shocked a little bit. It seemed to be going well. I mean, we're sitting in our hotel outside our sort of bar that was rammed full the first day after that great bowling performance by the English bowlers to drag us back into the Test match, and people were singing and had a real feeling of sort of optimism and positivity, and so they should have done as well. It was a fantastic first day, great to watch, a roller coaster. But and then we got ourselves into a decent position. I think we were about 100 ahead with the lead on top, one down, and then just 2 hours of craziness. Craziness. I don't know. What was it? Something must have come in front of the boys' eyes or something. The one thing we've been saying all about this game, don't drive on the up. Don't play that high elbow. Don't play width. Get yourself in a little bit. Watch the ball, you know, and try and get you to that sort of total of about, I don't know, 300 lead or something, or 350 or something like that. The pitch weren't that bad. It weren't great. It was a bit spicy and a bit fruity, but we sort of knew that. And once again, England got themselves into a winning position. They were favourites for this Test match at that stage, and then just threw it away. Threw it away, can't believe it. And then a fantastic knock by Travis Head, but that can happen, you know. You're so disappointed as a side, sort of thing. Oh, we've thrown that away, and then some guy comes out, plays a pretty special knock. So I'm not so worried about that. Even though, you know, we could have done with getting a few of them out. But it's just a feeling of throwing another Test match away.
It's been such a big build-up to this Ashes series since the last time the two nations met in England. The feel has been that this Baz Ball-style England setup has been building towards this Australian summer, and everything along the way has just been preparation to come out to Australia and finally get the duck off the back and get a win in down-under conditions. Is that what's so disappointing? We thought this England side, players like Joe Root, who it's only one test in, but we thought, you know, they've matured, they know how they have to go about it. Is that what's disappointing? They were beaten by what they knew?
Absolutely. You know, as you said, and as I said, they got themselves again into a really fantastic position in the Test. I mean, this cricket team can play. They're good players, you know what I mean, as it sort of showed in glimpses during this Test match. But it's just that sort of, I don't know, is it cricket smarts? Is it learnings? Is it putting nails in coffins? You know what I mean? It getting across the line and realising these moments in games where you've just got to adapt and see what's in front of you, see what the best path is to obtain that sort of like that position of strength. And they got themselves there by hook or by crook in that first day. I mean, it's only been 2 days. It feels like I've been there, you know what I mean? Just a whirlwind going on in your head, and everyone's disappointed here. I mean, we're at the hotel and people are wandering around a little bit like lost souls. Like, what do we do now? You know, that they can't quite fathom it. And people in the lift are coming up to me going, what happened there, Phil? And I'm sort of looking up and going, well, I don't really know. It just 2 hours of madness a little bit from England, and I'm afraid it comes down to poor shot selection and a little bit naive of the pitch. You don't drive on the up, you don't play width, you get yourself in, you keep things tight, get the 20, then you can start playing some shots, just like Travis Head did.
It seems it's hard to be positive when you've lost by 8 wickets before the end of day two, but there were some things to take out of it. That pace attack didn't get it right with probably tactics and execution in that final innings. Yeah. So weird to say the final day on day two. However, they got it right in the first innings bowling to Australia, and it seemed like the Wood, Archer, Atkinson, Cass, and then Stokes chipping in and taking 5 wickets. It seems like for the first time that pace attack got it right in the first test in Australia in the first innings.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. There's plenty to take away positive, to be fair. Ollie Pope. I like the way Ollie Pope went about his business. there again, second innings, just went after that wide sort of delivery from Boland and stuff. But I like the way he played. He looked positive. He looked great. And there were stages there in that first innings when Australia were scratching their heads a little bit. We were knocking it around. Harry Brook, first innings as well, looked to play positive, got on top, took the game to the Australian attack. But then second innings, again, you know, it was about eighth stump he went after, you know, on naught. You just don't do that at Perth because it's just fraught with danger. So there are positives. The guys bowled well. I mean, that's when, you know, you sit in the dressing room and you're looking at your bowlers and saying, come on, lads, you've got to get us back into this test match. And they did it brilliantly. They really did. I think they rattled the Aussies there a little bit. But look how then they came out second dig. They've sat down, they've had a little chat with themselves and said, hey, come on, boys, we didn't perform well there. And they've come back second dig and absolutely, you know, destroyed us. You know, special knock from Travis. That was crikey alrighty. But there are positives. But at the end of the day, you're sitting there having lost a test match in 2 days by 8 wickets. And so all those sort of positives and all those great little, you know, spells of play from England mean nothing, really, unless you get the job done and get yourself over the line. And to be fair, we crumbled.
Speaking to former England Test cricketer and part of the ABC Sport team this summer, Phil Tufnell, after the 8-wicket loss England suffered in the first test inside 2 days in Perth. The 11 for England, we don't expect too many changes in that top seven with the batting lineup. They'll rotate the bowlers, but do you expect they'll go the same way in Brisbane with this lineup?
They might do. I mean, did Mark Wood look a slightly off? Yeah. He didn't look quite right, perhaps. That
sore lane.
Yeah, just looked not quite right. I mean, I think it was perhaps wise to go with him, you know what I mean? You'll want to hit in that first test match. So perhaps a Josh Tung might come in for one of the guys just to give him a break. Bryden Cast bowled beautifully, I thought, really good. Archer, fantastic. I mean, that first innings came absolutely steaming in and, as I said earlier, you know, rattled the Aussies with pace and bounce. And so I think the bowling unit's a little bit, it's just this batting unit. I mean, Crawley, crikey, O'Reilly, you know, bags a pair, first test match. And We kind of knew it was going to happen in a funny sort of way. He's got to come. It's all about now going away, thinking about things and putting them into practice. Perth is notoriously tricky, isn't it? It's tricky for batting.
Were you happy with the pitch? Like, I thought it was a good cricket pitch.
It was all right. Well, Travis Head thought it was all right. Crikey, right, he got 120 in about 70 balls. Crikey.
There wasn't any demons in it.
Not really, no. It was one of those pitches that you've got to use your noggin. With the bat, you know what I mean? You've got to get yourself in. You've got to earn the right to play like a Travis Head, you know? Yeah. And that comes with a little bit of graft, a little bit of application, knowing where your off stump is, not, you know, playing length or good length on the up through extra cover, because you're just going to nick off at Perth. So, you know, you've got to try and make the bowlers come to you at Perth. You know, if England had just left that spell of Boland, just left him. He then thinking to himself, well, hold on a minute, I'm running out of steam here a little bit and the boys ain't playing me. I'm not going to get a wicket here. I think it was a clever bit of bowling by Boland, actually, because first innings he was just getting, you know, he bowled for LBWs and sort of hit the top of off stump and the boys were just knocking him past him, you know. And so he thought to himself, well, hold on a minute, they're going to be playing shots at me here anyway. Why don't I just hang it outside off stump? And that's exactly what it did. So it was clever cricket from Australia, and I'm afraid England sort of jumped into the trap.
I've been listening to and watching your work leading up to the Ashes series with Stick to Cricket and having those conversations. And you mentioned him there, but you've mentioned Zach Crawley and how he's not under... It doesn't feel like he's under pressure. They've backed him in and they think he can... You know, he's a tall man, long levers, likes to hit down the ground. He's suited to Australia conditions, but he got a pair and he got out second test. Second innings was a terrific catch by Mitchell Starc. Wow. But the first one was about as predictable as it got. Starc angling across, trying to drive through the covers on the up. He nicks it off to slip. We kind of thought that might happen. You said he should probably be under more pressure. Do you think that's fair as well? Like, looking at the first test, they won't change it for Brisbane. But should he be under more pressure? Is there another option in the squad?
Well, not particularly. I mean, there's Jacob Bethel. But, you know, I mean, listen, the one thing about this Baz team and the Stokes team is they back him. They've backed him. He's here. He's kind of been sort of moulded for this test.
Yeah.
You know, not this test, this series, sorry. You know, Zach Crawley about his plays. He likes to play on the up. He's got a better average against fast bowling.
Yeah.
He's that kind. Listen, you can always get off to a rough start. But please, these boys need to go away and just have a little think about it. Regroup, dust yourself down. Listen, you have days like this in Test match cricket. Still a long way to go, but they've got to then absorb what has gone wrong. And it's not rocket science. We all saw it with our own eyes. You know, I don't think necessarily the Australians bowled. I mean, Mitch Stark, you know, great, you know, career best figures, 7 for and everything, but didn't hoop the ball back in necessarily.
No. It wasn't a classic Mitch Stark 7-wicket haul, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was just, you know, professional, very good bowling, used his angles, used his skill, little bit of this, little bit of that, you know what I mean? And we just seem to... Why are we playing shots at Mitch Stark? You know, wear him out. You know, look at him, let him go a little bit. Let him come to you and knock him around ones and twos and everything. Don't try and smash him, and then you can have a go. You've got a debutant there.
Yep.
You know, put him under pressure. We did that in the first innings with Boland. He was sitting there scratching his head, and what did he do? He then sort of thought about the situation and said, right, well, I'm going to adapt, you know what I mean? And I just don't think that this England team with the bat in the hand adapted. You know, they kind of got themselves out of a bit of trouble in that first innings because of the bowlers. But then just talk about jumping out the frying pan into the fire. You know, they just did it again second innings. And it's so disappointing. This England side can play cricket. They're a very, very good side. They've got the talent. That is for sure. We've all seen it. I've been following them now for 4 years, this side. They have got the talent to play very exciting cricket. They just need to earn the right, especially on Australian wickets and especially against these high-quality bowlers. You know, you've got to earn the right as a batter to get runs, especially in Australia. You just can't go out there and start flaying away outside off stump. You can do once you've got yourself in, you've adapted, you've had a little peep, you know, see what's going on, and then you can start putting them under pressure. But, you know, get yourself to 20, boys. Perhaps leave a couple.
Try telling that to Ben Duckett. And mind you, Travis Head doesn't leave too many either, but he knows how to play here. This is he's better off the back foot. He can ride the ball a little bit more.
I think also in that first innings, I did see that a little bit. Ben Duckett did leave a few.
Yeah.
You know, the guys sort of, you know, they did it, but listen... You have days like this, it's just such a shame. You just feel so deflated because once again, lunch on day two, I know it sounds silly, lunch on day two.
100 head.
We were in a position of strength.
Well, we thought there was going to be a 400-run lead at the end of the day and thinking, gee, the England are on top, and then it was over. It was remarkable. I think we're all sitting in the box saying Root and Brooke got to the crease even. These are the two of the top four or five best bats in the world collectively.
Absolutely.
And it capitulated. I think we love the way they play the cricket. Mm. England side, we all do around the world. They're entertaining. They try to move the game forward, and that's why the series is going to be so good.
Yeah.
Is there a bit of a sentiment though around amongst English fans, probably more the last 12 months, and certainly after this first test, with comments from Ben Stokes last night and Brendan McCullum, this is how we prepare, this is how we play. Does the English public just want a little bit more accountability to come out and say, look, we like to move the game forward, we want to be aggressive, we want to be attacking, but we got it wrong.
Yeah.
It seems like those words just never come out of their mouth.
Well, and you're not going to hear that, are you? You're not going to hear that, come on, you know, you're going to keep positive, you're going to keep saying the same things to the press, of course you are. But listen, they'll know that.
Yeah.
They'll know that deep down in the soul, in the heart, so to speak. But, you know, preparing, that's the way they do it. That's the way they do it. And, you know, you stick to your guns. I mean, I went down the casino and kept putting it on 32, you know. I could have moved it around, but that's my plan.
Yeah.
You know, and I stayed there all night on it and it never came in.
Tough ball. A bit of tough ball.
There you go. So that's the way they like to go about it. And I respect that and admire that because they're saying, hold on a minute. Listen, they're not just going out there messing around, you know what I mean? They've thought about it. This is the way that we're going to do it. We're going to stick to it. We believe in it and everything. Listen, they might have a couple of more nets, a couple of the boys. Well, perhaps, you know what I mean?
No, that won't happen. Both sides will still play golf.
Absolutely. So
you made a great call about Usman Khawaja, by the way, during the test.
Of course.
They should have bowled him a tightless Pro V1.
Well, bless him. The whole back's a bit stiff and then he drops Jamie Smith off his toes and then the next over he has to leap up like a salmon and try and catch it above his head, and I think the old tin tack's gone. Oh, my God.
But they will continue, though, won't they? way. They're the same way they prepare. They'll tinker a little bit, but they can shake it off. They like to shake it off this side, don't they? So they're not dead and buried. I know they're down 1-0, and history says it's very, very hard to come back from 1-0 down, certainly in Australia for an England side. But this is one group that can put it in the rearview mirror and come out and play like that never happened in Brisbane in a positive way, can't they?
Absolutely, and that is what this team is all about. You know, hold on, we stick to our guns, we stick to our process, we stick to our method, and this is what we're going to do. Listen, it has to be tinkered with a little bit, especially with the bat in hand. I was happy with the bowling set. I mean, always that last innings, crikey, how many games have I played like that when, you know, you get low score, low score, low score, and then all of a sudden, crikey, and everyone goes, oh, you know, I've played in many games like that, I'm afraid. But they'll stick to their guns. They'll keep positive. That is what this sort of Stokes and McCullum regime is all about. They'll dust themselves off. And if there is an England side, listen, a few England sides who have been here, that might have been cooked.
Freddie Flintoff has spoken about 06 losing Adelaide.
Yeah.
And he said once we got off that field, we knew we wouldn't win a test match. Because it was deflating and demoralising. Yeah. But Ben Stokes, Brendan McCullum, Joe Root, they don't seem the same.
No, that won't happen. That won't happen. They can go out. They can go out there and Brisbane, Adelaide, and just say in this series and bounce back. That's what they sort of pride themselves on, actually. That is their way. That, listen, we play front foot cricket, we play aggressive cricket. If it comes off, it's fantastic, and it is fantastic. You know, if it doesn't, we're gonna go again. We're gonna go again. Not necessarily harder, you know, a little bit wiser, perhaps. But
we front up.
Yeah, we front up, and they do have the ability in this side to front up and turn a game on a toss of a coin, you know. So that's the one thing that we're sort of like holding on to. That it's just so disappointing that this test match you felt was crucial, you know. No Cummins, no Hazelwood, little bit of disarray in Australia. You know, who's going to open? Who's going to do this? Who's going to do that? And we just felt that, you know, this would be crucial for us, and it started off so well. We got ourselves in a position to then follow through, but I've seen it quite a few times that this England side just sometimes don't adapt to the situation on those crucial passages of play. And that's what test match cricket's all about. It's just about little hours that then all of a sudden go your way, and you've got to realise those hours and make sure you win them, whether that's by hook or by crook. Great cricket sides don't win one way. Cricket sides have got a couple of three plans up the sleeve, you know what I mean? So if you've got to absorb a bit of pressure sometimes, or you've got to perhaps look to get on the front foot and take the game to the opposition. Listen, if Atkinson and Cass didn't put on 50, we'd bowled out for 100.
Yeah.
We only faced 70 overs in that test match.
Yeah.
You're not going to win a game of cricket like that.
No. Even Travis Head said to us post-play, said, I played like an opener for the first 10 overs. It was a very different game, and then he changed once he got in. The big question is, you've got three free days, Phil Tufnell, in Perth, and I've run into some Barmy Army members, and I said, what are you doing? And they said, there's pubs around here, isn't there? It's the same plan. There's just no cricket in front of them. What are you going to get up to in the next 3 days?
Well, I won't be going down to casino again, that's for sure. What am I going to be doing? I don't know. Might go over to Rottnest
or lovely
see the Quackers or Quackers. Or Whackers, or whatever they call Whackers, they're probably called after this. Might go down to Fremantle and nip up the Cottesloe or something. Don't you worry about us. We'll find something to fill our time. But it would have been nicer going to the cricket for another couple of days.
It was short, it was sweet. Yeah, your stint on ABC Sport during the first test. We look forward to hearing you across the summer. And, of course, I know you're still doing your podcast and all your work as well as Stick to Cricket and everything else. So we'll be consuming it all across the summer. But look forward to hearing you at the Gabba, Tuffers.
Cheers, mate. Can't wait to get there.